Newspaper headlines, farewell Liam and UK defies Putin, date modified colon 2024-11-21T05:29:13.417Z, description colon Thursday's papers are led by Liam Payne's funeral and Ukraine firing UK supplied missiles into Russia, Farewell Liam and UK defies Putin, some of Thursday's front pages are dominated by the funeral of One Direction star Liam Payne. The Mirror has the headline Farewell, Liam alongside photos of his former bandmates and ex-partner Cheryl, the Metro opts for the same headline. Payne died on October 16 after falling from the third floor of a hotel room in the Argentine capital Buenos Aires, The Sun has the headline All for One, with photos of Cheryl, Harry Styles, Louis Tomlinson, Niall Horan, and Zayn Malik, The Eye says UK defies Putin as Ukraine fires British missiles into Russia. Downing Street has not confirmed the reports, but Defense Secretary John Healey said Ukraine's actions speak for themselves. The Daily Mail says it is the first time UK weapons have been used on Russian territory since 1919. The FT also leads on Ukraine firing UK-supplied missiles at targets inside Russia for the first time. It also has a story on how Ford plans to cut 4,000 jobs in Europe as it struggles with a drop in demand for electric vehicles. The Guardian also leads on the Ukraine attacks inside Russia with UK missiles. Below that it has a photo of Harry Styles at Liam Payne's funeral. The Daily Star claims that thousands of Britons want to treat themselves to £150,000 nuclear bunkers in case World War III breaks out. The Telegraph leads with reports that the military will be hit with £500 million worth of cuts. Writing for the paper, ex-Defense Secretary Ben Wallace warned that cuts would send a message to adversaries that the UK's defences are weakening. The Times describes the first use by Ukraine of British-made Storm Shadow missiles on targets inside Russia as a marked intensification of UK involvement in the conflict. The paper's front page has a grainy photo which it says shows a command post in the Kursk region being hit. It argues that the move, and the use of American ATACMS missiles, shows Moscow that Ukraine's Western allies remain determined to supply Kyiv with the systems necessary to defend the country. UK defies Putin is the headline for The Eye. In an analysis piece, it suggests that the use of the missiles is a bold, dangerous stroke, intended to break the spine of Russia's operations inside Ukraine. It mentions Vladimir Putin's recent threat to retaliate with nuclear weapons if Russian sovereignty was threatened with arms supplied by the West. But it suggests that the prospect of Donald Trump returning to the White House may have persuaded governments that Moscow would be less likely to launch weapons of mass destruction. The Daily Telegraph is concerned that the Storm Shadow missile strikes have happened when the British military is facing £500 million worth of cuts. Its leader argues that plans to phase out the Army's primary drone system, along with several Navy ships and older RAF helicopters, are madness at a time of heightened global tensions. The Mail agrees, suggesting in its opinion column that the move, announced yesterday by Defence Secretary John Healey, will leave a gaping hole in Britain's ability to project power, when we are at the forefront of a global fight for freedom. There's a picture on the front page of the Financial Times of a Chinese bulk carrier ship, which is being closely monitored by a Danish military patrol vessel, days after two fiber-optic data cables in the Baltic Sea were severed. The paper says shipping data suggests the Yipeng 3 was in the area when the cables were damaged. Swedish police say they are also interested in the ship. China says it always requires its vessels to abide by relevant laws and regulations. The Guardian reports that Labour MP Diane Abbott has joined forces with Conservative Sir Edward Lee to express concern about the assisted dying bill. There is due to be a free vote in the Commons on the measure, which would allow terminally ill people to end their lives in certain circumstances, a week on Friday. But Abbott and Sir Edward, the mother and father of the house, argue that there has been insufficient scrutiny of the bill. They want Parliament to focus instead on better health and care services. Several front pages concentrate on the funeral of pop star Liam Payne. The Sun has photos of his former One Direction bandmates and his ex-partner Cheryl at the ceremony. The headline is, All for One. The Mirror's is simply, Farewell Liam. Sign up for our morning newsletter and get BBC News in your inbox, related internet Lynn.